Okay. I think I said this before. The guys who seem like they're the toughest and the most alpha within the first, 2 minutes you come in contact with them, those dudes are the biggest bitches when you get to know them interpersonally. They're emotionally volatile, which is not manly at all. They're delusional about how important and tough they are in the world. They treat people poorly because they feel like they can, and it's an ego boost. They're bitch-ass punks. I don't care who they killed, who they shot, who they beat up, how many weights they lift. They're bitch-ass punks when it comes to character and how they carry themselves in the world. So, yeah, I don't feed into the hype, all that tough talk and the tough demeanor and all that. I don't feed into the hype.
Good, I got some big-ass beads. They gave these to me because of my personality. They just liked what I bring to the table intellectually, you know? My phone's stolen. I have no way of contacting anyone. I'm vibing on the street. Yeah, I think hard. I love solving complex problems, and I love Mardi Gras.
Okay, she's kind of funny. That was kind of a good one. She has some type of personality. Wouldn't date her. But if I drunk beer, I would have a beer with her. Well, no, I'll take that back because she kind of seemed annoying. But I'll give her credit on that little joke, that sarcastic, jokey joke tone. It was one of the rare moments where I got to give a bitch credit when it come to being funny. But hey, Rare Breed ain't so bad. He give props when props are due. I enjoyed that one.
Someone has an astute mind like yourself, they could get some beads.
I mean, it's all about what's on the inside here at Mardi Gras, you know? Yeah. That's how you get the big beads, the big winner.
Personality base.
Yeah. That was your last straw. I ain't gonna cap. You are cut the fuck off.
Well, no. Don't go out on a town to get drunk with your woman. There's certain places that just aren't for couples, in my opinion. Bars is one of them. Big events, Mardi Gras and shit, that's just not for couples in my opinion. It's for singles. And I don't want to be with the type of woman who gonna get sloppy drunk in public anyway, but damn sure not a woman who gonna get sloppy drunk and start flirting with strangers. That would have been the end of the relationship.
How much money is your bank account?
About $1,200.
What do you do?
I'm an environmental specialist.
Couple $100, maybe $400 or $500.
What do you do?
I work for a tree company.
How much money is in your bank account?
Like $100.
What do you do?
I'm a nurse at Vanderbilt.
$3,500 right now.
What do you do?
I'm an infantry officer in the army.
$8,000.
What do you do?
Customer service rep.
How much money is in your bank account? Like,
you would have never guessed that. The black girl, you be like, oh yeah, I know she broke. The black girl broke. Never know, man. A lot of times you could judge a book by its cover, but 20% of the time you can't. So that's why you never do it, so you don't end up looking stupid that 20% of the time.
Three.
What do you do?
I am a engineer.
Masculinity.
Did this dude just say he had $3 in the bank account and he an engineer? See, that's why I'm not impressed with job titles. You would be surprised how many high-earning people have, two and three digits in their bank account. So yeah, I'm not impressed with your job title. Just like I'm not impressed with fancy degrees. I know stupid motherfuckers with fancy degrees. And there's engineers with $3 in their bank account. Book smarts don't get you common sense.
Hi, my name is Jerm Hoth. I've been married for 12 years and I am a feminist. You know, a lot of men have trouble saying that they're a feminist because they think it's emasculating or something, but not me. I believe that men and women are equal. Anything I can do, my wife can do too. The idea that just because I have testosterone, I'm better at things is reductive, and quite frankly, it's insulting. Honey, you get that tire changed yet?
This woman would have left him before this played out. Women can talk that feminist shit all they want, but when things get hard, they throw that shit away with the quickness. Yeah, like they never learned it. They just want to be able to bitch on social media and they just want to be able to get all the benefits of equality with none of the downsides. But then when you hold their feet to the fire, they'll just use manipulation and make it seem like you the bad person.
I, 22M, met girl, 20F, a month ago or so. We immediately hit it off and we established that we are dating verbally IRL. We went on a couple of dates, and she even let me put my arm around her during one of our movie dates. I asked her, may I put my arm around you? We talked about the reasons why we liked each other and even about our future. Couple days ago I was feeling down and she cheered me up and I said at least I still have you. She suddenly told me over text that she doesn't like me that way and that she never saw us as a date.
One thing that I noticed, you asked her to put your arm around her. You should have just did it. That would have been the masculine thing to do. Now I know, hashtag me too. But in that context, y'all boyfriend and girlfriend, I think it would have been safe to put your arm around her without asking. So I'm already picking up beta vibes. I'm picking up vibes that you're shy and timid and you don't have that strong masculine swag, which I don't blame you. You're 22. You don't know any better. And then when you're saying little comments like,